Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everyone? And I want to welcome everybody to another edition of Questions and Answers. This is going to be a short show today because something kind of came up. But I just want to talk about the things that's happening right now in the NBA. I want to talk about the recap of Game 6. It's a good game, man, and a lot of stuff happened. And, man, I mean, we had a hell of a finals, And, I mean, what can top the way that finals went down? I mean, them boys out there balling, giving everything they had, you know, to try to win that game. You know, unfortunately, it can only be one champion. And, you know, that champion ended up being the Toronto Raptors. Both teams balled out. You know, it's crazy because it's almost like the Warriors were kind of snake. The Warriors were snake bitten. I mean, they had so many key injuries. It's almost like the Raptors were kind of gift wrapped the championship. You know, a lot of things happened where they just, you know, they just didn't have enough, man. The Warriors didn't have enough to be able to, you know, do what they can do, man. And they just didn't have enough to make it happen. Well, I'm going to start off by talking about that game. I'm going to recap that game. Like I said, NBA Finals Game 6 goes to the Raptors. They win 4-2. It was a total team effort from the Raptors. They needed every point to win that game too, you know, in order to beat the defending champs. It was like the basketball, like I said before, it's like the basketball god said, Raptors, you win in the series. I mean, think about it. Only 12 minutes play out of Kevin Durant. Then you have Klay Thompson with the torn ACL. Then you have, you know what I mean, he was having a great game. Dude ended up finishing the game with 30 points. But, you know, he, like I said, he tore his ACL going up for a dunk on a fast break. And, I mean, he was having his typical Game 6 shooting expedition. This is usually what Klay Thompson does in Game 6s. He goes off. And he went off in that game, man. And I felt bad for him because it sucked to see a player go down when he's balling so good. And that man was balling, man. He gave it everything he had. Klay Thompson gave it everything he had. And to see him go out like that, you know, with a torn ACL, it really sucked. Because honestly, if Klay Thompson finished that game, I think we're watching the Game 7 tomorrow. That's the type of role he was on. Klay Thompson was on his way to at least 45 to 50 points. He was on his way. The man only missed 4 shots. He only missed 4 shots. He was on his way to having a 45-50 point game. And, you know, like I said, the basketball god said, you know, Toronto will win. Toronto, you are winning the NBA championship. That's what the god said. I mean, that's how I feel about it. You know, and somebody pointed out something about Steph Curry that I'm starting to realize. You know, somebody pointed out how Steph doesn't show up big in final situations. And I'm really starting to see that more and more. If you think about it, he hasn't had no highlight showcase games in none of these finals that he's played in where you could say, well, damn, Steph was the guy. Steph was the reason why they won the game. It's almost like, you know, my brother told me yesterday that he's asked me why Steph Curry considered the best shooter ever. He doesn't do it in big moments. And I thought about that. He's right. Steph Curry doesn't do it in big moments. I kind of have to relate Steph Curry to a Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning, and I give him this title. You know, I have a history with the Colts and the Patriots and Peyton and, you know, the debate with Peyton and Tom Brady. And I always say this. Peyton Manning is the greatest regular season quarterback ever. He is, hands down, the greatest regular season quarterback. I'm starting to feel like that about Steph Curry. Maybe he's the greatest regular season shooter ever of all time. Because in the playoffs, he have his games where he play, but then he also has his games where he don't show up. And look, on go ahead, and they showed it in the finals game yesterday. And close out go ahead situations, Steph Curry is 0-7 yesterday. You know, as of yesterday, he missed the go-ahead three yesterday that could have, you know, basically gave him a two-point lead and maybe would have forced the game seven, but he missed it. So that makes him 0-8 in go-ahead situations. So Steph Curry, he's proven basically that he doesn't show up in the big moment, in the clutch moments. And I hate to say that about him because Steph Curry is a great shooter, a great player. He can handle the ball. He can go to the basket. Not much of a defender, but he's a scorer. He can score the ball. And you just seen it. When Klay Thompson went out, it was over. Because, I mean, all they had to do was just double Steph. And that's what they were doing. Kyle Lowry would guard him. Van Vliet would guard him. And then another Siakam would come shooting out to him, double him. I mean, that's all they had to do. But in the same token, much credit to the Warriors for fighting to the very end, man. The Raptors had a truly, you know, they had to truly earn this championship. Because, like I said, after Klay went down, the team didn't let it demoralize them or anything. They just kept fighting. So much respect to the Warriors. They went out like a true champion, man. When Klay went out, that could have sapped all the momentum out of the team and the crowd. Much love to the Warriors crowd. Last game at Oracle. Oracle's last stand. Fans showed up yesterday. And they really tried to cheer their team on hard to win that game. And if Klay don't get hurt, I don't care what nobody say, they would have won that game. And we watching the game seven in Toronto tomorrow. Because Klay Thompson was on his way to at least 45 or 50 points. The dude had 30 points on 8 of 12 shooting, 4 of 6 from 3. From long distance. And the damn three he shot when he ran past half court, he's damn near half court and just launched it. That was a heat check three and he hit it all net. So you knew he had it going. Like I said, typical game six Klay Thompson. He does this and it seems like he does this all the time in game sixes where he just goes nuts. And like I said, it just sucked to see him get injured like that and, you know, go out like that on the injury. But, you know, hey, let me talk about the Raptors, and let me talk about their leader, this guy. I mean, hell, the dude's so great, let me do it again, because he's probably doing it at everybody who was critics of his. Hey, anything, the thing that's great about it, he's probably going to leave them and go to the Clippers, and have a chance to make the Clippers a better team. Because all the Clippers are missing is a star. They already got, you know, the hustle type players, scorers, you know, a decent point guard, that rookie out of Kentucky, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. He's a good rookie. He's going to get better. He's running the point guard. You got Louis Williams coming off the bench. Give you 20, 30 off the bench. Montrezl Harrell, who I really didn't think would be a good pro. But he's actually a good pro, man. He rebounds. He scores inside buckets. He'll dunk on you. Clippers got something nice there. They just missing a couple pieces, man. They're missing, like, a superstar, and they're missing, like, maybe a star. If they can get a superstar and a star, like a Kawhi and somebody else on the star-type level, shit, the Clippers would be right there. But I want to talk about just get a stat line right quick for the Raptors. Lowry, man. Kyle Lowry had the best game of the series. He finished the half with 20 points. I mean, he's basically carrying them through the first half. He finished with 26 points, 10 assists, 7 rebounds. I mean, that's a great game. Siakam. And this is what killed the Warriors. They had 5 guys in double figures, man. And the Raptors had 5 guys in double figures basically like the whole game. Siakam had 26 and 10. Kawhi Leonard, 22 and 6. My man Fred VanVleet, hitting big buckets in the fourth quarter. He hit 12 points in the fourth quarter. He hit 4 threes in the fourth quarter. 22 points on 5 of 11 three-point shooting. Then you have Serge Ibaka, who's been balling the last 3 games in a row. Off the bench, 15 points, playing defense, blocking shots, doing what he do. And I figured it was going to take a total team effort for the Raptors to go into Oakland and beat them. And like I said, much props to the Warriors, because when Clay went out, that could have been it. They could have folded. The crowd could have been out of it. And they could have just quit, because he had it rolling. Clay had it rolling. And it sucked, man. I feel bad for both of them. KD is going to be gone for the whole year. And Clay's going to be gone for the whole year. So that tells me, I think Clay is definitely going to stay, because the state's going to offer him the max. I think Clay is going to stay. Durant is kind of up in the air, because there's still actually teams out there that's willing to give Durant a max, even though he's going to have to redshirt the season. I want to say that I think Kevin Durant going to stay, because that's an easy $31 million just sitting there, just for you to sit down and rehab. It's easy $31 million. You become a free agent again next summer. That's why I think he's going to stay with the Warriors. I think he's just going to take the money. And, you know, think about re-upping with them long term, but I definitely think Clay is going to re-up, you know, for sure. Iguodala, we've been waiting on him to show up big. He's been like an old man out there. Andre Iguodala, he showed up, 22 points. When Clay went out, he stepped up. They needed him bad, and he produced. So, I mean, hey. Much love to the Warriors. Congratulations to the Toronto Raptors on becoming the 2019 NBA champions. It sucks seeing Drake celebrate, but hey, whatever. It's good to see some fresh blood win. You know, I mean, hey, championship don't reside in the United States, you know, at least for a season. It's going to be residing in Canada, where they hockey craze nuts up there. Questions and answers. Who's calling?
What's up, T? This is Jay.
What's going on, Jay? I'm doing good, man. So what you think about that game 6 last night, man?
Can I hear my man, the clown?
Oh, definitely, man. Hey, you can hear him. You can hear him twice. That hey, he deserve it. Let's hear him again, man. Hey, he balled out, man.
Hey, you know what? I hate my man Clay got hurt.
You know what I'm saying? And really and truly, they had an opportunity to win. But, I mean, what wins games everywhere?
Defense. You know what I'm saying? And really and truly, I didn't see a defensive team this year that like Toronto. They did what they were supposed to do on Steph. They took him away.
Mm-hmm.
I heard you saying, you know,
he didn't show up, but they took him away. Actually, that's how Clay was open a lot at Iggy.
Because they were double teaming. They know what they had to do.
Nurse had a good game plan to go in there
and set him down. Do not, I don't care what, make everybody else beat us.
Not him.
Because if he got hot, he could have had 63.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, I understand.
And let's do it. The team did, they followed the game plan.
You know what I'm saying? And the Oracle. That's tough to do.
Against that team for the last couple of years. A sweep at the Oracle, come on.
I know. That's like damn near impossible, man.
I mean, everybody saying, oh, okay, they did that. Hey, Toronto, they got a reason to celebrate. Because who else was going to beat them like that there for the championship? Who else in the NBA?
I agree, man.
Funky had a good team, but not defensively like that. It was giant against giant, and one of the giants one was smaller than the other actually.
Yeah.
He just knew how to. You know, hey, they had a good game. I mean, Kawhi didn't have a great game.
No, he didn't. It was an all around team effort, man. Like I said, you had five guys in double figures. You had Siakam 26, Kyle Lowry 26, Fred VanVleet. Four big threes in the fourth quarter. He had 22. I mean, they had a total team effort. That's what they needed to do going into Oracle to win that game. And they did it.
But, T, I mean, I've been listening to the show and you disappointed me. That was a Bill Belichick win, baby. For real. Everybody doing what they were supposed to do. Don't get out your blocking lane. Make sure you tackle. That was a Bill Belichick win.
Well, hey, if that's what you want to call it, that's what it was.
And that's how Bill Belichick wins. I mean,
yeah, everybody play. Next man up.
Right. And VanVleet, he did what he was supposed to do.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, that was supposed to do.
He did.
He took charge of the ball. And the surprise of it all was the point guard.
Yeah, I know. Well,
didn't nobody think he would hit all those threes like that? So, you know.
I don't understand why not, because he's been doing it the whole series. Fred VanVleet has been making three-point shots the whole series. So
no, I ain't talking about.
I don't believe in. Who are you talking about?
I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about the starting point guard.
Oh, Kyle Lowry? Yeah, that was his best game,
exactly.
Man.
Exactly.
That was his
best
game.
Didn't nobody think he would come out shooting like Steph? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know he did.
But he's been showing up throughout the whole series. He's been doing little knick-knack stuff, you know, to help the team. But he's been, whenever he pulled the trigger, it was off center. The boy came out on top, man. He came, and that was unexpected. Every game in this series and throughout the playoffs, somebody else come up big.
Yeah. Well, hey, Jay, man, I got another call, man. Call back, man. Thanks for calling, man.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
No problem.
You call back this show, man. I don't care.
No
but
problem.
I just want to get these other calls, too.
All right.
Okay, I'll take that, man. All right, have a good one, man. What's going on? Questions and answers.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here, man. You ain't just here. You didn't just hear the man of the hour.
Man, what is that?
You know who that is, man.
You
that's the man of the
big
hour.
Time now, huh? Yeah, he is. He the
man, that's
the man
of the hour.
He's been
the
man of the hour for a long time.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody really acknowledged that though.
I know, man. Hey, that's what he's doing to everybody, man. All his critics, he's doing that laugh, man. So hey, I'm playing the mess out of that laugh today.
I don't understand who doubted him though. Like, who would doubt Kawhi Leonard? Why would they doubt Kawhi Leonard?
I don't know, man.
That's the question I'm asking. The dude's been putting in work since he was on the Spurs.
I know, man. Didn't nobody think he would come to the Raptors and be able to, you know, get them there, man. They didn't think he'd be able to get them there.
The dude, he
I mean, think about it, man.
He loves playing.
I know. He like KD, man.
He's a machine.
Yeah, he's a damn robot. No emotions or nothing. But, man, dude, let me ask you, man, because I'm just really finding out, man. So the AD to the Lakers happened. Tell me how it went down,
yes,
man.
The Pelicans was holding out for Boston, and apparently Boston didn't want to give up Jason Tatum.
Mm-hmm.
And Kyrie Irving is leaving.
Yeah.
So like probably the Nets. More on that later. he's going to the Nets, so they were kind of stalling to see who else could probably get into the mix for Anthony Davis also. And once the Pelicans, you know, pretty much realized that they weren't budging on Jason Tatum, you know, the Lakers threw in those future first round. They got like three future first round picks. And that's what did it. And the Pelicans already wanted to get Brandon Ingram. They like Brandon Ingram. And the reason why is because they got Etuan Moore, who's 6'3", playing small forward.
That's not good.
They don't have no good small forward on their team. So, you know, he was the ideal fit. But they needed to get it done before the weekend was over because of the draft coming up. So, he's a Laker.
So, I understand the Lakers were able to keep Kyle Kuzma. Cause at first, they were saying that the Pelicans wanted, like, they had a stickler for Kyle Kuzma. They wanted Kyle Kuzma or no deal. So I'm glad the Lakers were able to keep him because I would have had a hard time giving up Kyle Kuzma. I'd give up anybody else but Kyle Kuzma because I think Kyle Kuzma would be a great fit with LeBron James and Anthony Davis. And that was a good thing they was able to keep them. But what I want to know is what they going to build around those guys. Are they going to re-sign Rondo?
Well, see,
are they going to bring back Lance Stevenson?
Well,
they need to bring back JaVale McGee.
Well, yeah, they actually said they were going after Derek Favors.
Utah?
Yeah, he already though. Right? Actually, with this happening, is about to open the floodgates before free agency for the Lakers. Because that laugh you was playing, you know, for your show, he might be going to the Lakers. Because
I don't think he's going to Lakers. I think he'll go to the Clippers, man.
Well, word on the street is, what is it? He always been a fan of the Lakers. Plus, Magic Johnson is real cool with the guy that, I guess his uncle or somebody that advised him.
Yeah.
So they inside track them. LeBron, this is the thing. If Kawhi goes to the Lakers with Anthony Davis, LeBron pretty much on his way out. I don't even think he's going to play for those 3 years unless they win a championship.
Yeah.
But just, you know, the Lakers actually kind of got the inside track on Kawhi Leonard. But they put the Lakers – Yeah. You can pretty much put them up there once if they can get either Kawhi, Jimmy Butler, or they said they looking at Kemba Walker too. But
I don't know. Kemba Walker act like he wanna stay in Charlotte.
Yeah, he's a weirdo. He wanna get paid less.
He's just doing
Michael
that,
Jordan,
man.
The low ball him again.
Yeah, they were saying that Rachel Nichols on The Jump was saying that he basically doing that to help Michael Jordan, save Michael Jordan on a luxury tax.
Yeah. He want to get low ball. But, I mean, well, it's always going to be that way in Charlotte because they're such a small market.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you know what I'm saying, if they weren't such a small market, it would be, you know, a lot different. But they actually lose money in a lot of ways than these other teams because they're a small market. But if he stays, he stays. You know what I'm saying? They still can probably get D'Angelo Russell. D'Angelo Russell? Bring him back to be the point guard. But it's still everything's all up in the air still. You'll know what's what by July 1st.
They saying that D'Angelo Russell, you know, want to go to the Well, they saying the Pacers are supposed to be trying to go after D'Angelo Russell.
What do you think
about that?
He gonna go from Brooklyn to come here.
Hey, if they trade for him, he's not a free agent. They can trade for him. It might be for a season or two.
He's a free agent, ain't he?
He's not a free agent because they talking about they want to keep him with Kyrie and put him at the two.
That's not going to work. Kyrie needs
to go
to
work
the Knicks or come to L.A. Because
Kyrie
don't need to go to the Nets.
Kyrie need to play with an alpha, man. Kyrie's a number two to me. Kyrie's not an alpha because Kyrie's not a good leader. I think Kyrie's a strong number two. He needs to have an alpha with him. That's why it would have been perfect if KD wouldn't have got hurt. You know what I'm saying? They could have been
they
in Brooklyn
to
together.
Knicks.
Yeah, Brooklyn on the Knicks.
I mean, and it's not set in stone, really, if Kevin Durant going to go back to Golden State.
I know. And that's what I think. They saying there's a few teams out there that's still willing to give him a max deal. The Knicks, I know the Knicks are one of them that's willing to give him a max deal, too.
Knicks.
And I think Brooklyn is the other one. I just got a feeling he's going to stay at Golden State. I mean, just collect that $31 million, rehab, sit on the bench. You'll be a free agent next year.
Yeah.
You can sign next year with somebody.
Next year.
You got the red shirt anyway. Yeah. And that's why I think he's going to stay with Golden State. And I think Clay, it was up in the air with Clay, but I think Clay's going to stay, too. They're going to max him out. He's going to stay. Yeah.
I see Kevin Durant stand for 1 year.
Yeah,
should,
I do too.
He don't need to play. But
yeah, I know.
Anthony Davis is on the Lakers. So.
Wow. Okay, well, they finally did something good, man.
Off Twitter.
It's about time. It's about time, man. Now they just got to find something to build around them. Like I said, if I was them, I would re-sign JaVale McGee. Because he played good for him, man, that center spot. I would bring back Rondo, too. Now, everybody else, I don't know. I mean, Lance, give him something off the bench. I'll probably keep him, too. But other than that, they got to do some building.
The reason why the Warriors lost is because they didn't have a bench.
No bench. They had no bench, man.
And I remember when me and you talked a little while ago, and I told you, I think you said that if Kevin Durant come back, it's over. But I agree with you. But I also kind of mentioned that Toronto has a chance to win because they have the better bench, and it showed.
Yeah,
so
it did.
In the Lakers' case, in order for them to compete, they need to, you know, get good bench players. You know, you can have your big three. But if somebody get hurt, or if somebody get in foul trouble, or you got, you know, matchup problems, especially in the playoffs, like we just saw, if you got good bench players, they're going to keep you in the game. They can win games for you. You know what I'm saying? And if you don't have that, you can't rely on your stuff. Because that's what Golden State did. They relied on Steph Curry and them too much. You know, Steph Curry and them can do it, but if you don't have nobody coming off the bench hitting points, you know what I'm saying? You're not winning nothing.
Yeah. Well, hey, man. Dude, give me a call whenever, man. You already know. Thursdays and Saturdays, man. 7:30. You know, as long as you home, because I know you work that late shift, man. So if you ever can, man, call in. You know what I'm saying? So we could do this, man. You know how we do.
Yeah. No problem. All right, man.
All right, man.
Don't play that laugh no more.
Oh, hey, man, I got you, dog. I'm going to send you out with
nah,
it, man.
No, it's cool. You crazy. All right.
All right, man.
All right, man.
Questions and answers. What's going on? Who's calling?
Hey, what's going on, brother? This is Sam from Milwaukee. How you doing today?
What's going on, Sam? I'm doing good, man. How you doing, man? Just talking about these NBA finals, man. Talking about this deal. I just found out about this Lakers deal, man. Anthony Davis going to the Lakers, so that's going to make them a better team. So just talking, man. Just talking some sports, man. You know how we do. What's going on?
Okay. Oh, yeah. For sure. I got a question for you. Okay, you know, I'm up in Milwaukee, man, and I'm a diehard Packer fan. You know, I know you love the Patriots. But how do you think we look in the Central this year, man? In your opinion?
In my opinion, I think it's going to be between you guys and the Bears, man. I like what the Bears have been doing, man. I mean, the Bears, you know, they surprised us all and won y'all division last year. And depending on Mitch Trubisky, their quarterback, if he gets, you know, a year better, then he's going to challenge you guys. But I like what you guys have done with your defense. That's definitely going to help. You guys still have Aaron Rodgers, and you still have some offensive weaponry. So I think it's going to be between either you guys or the Bears.
Yeah, hopefully, man, if they could, you know, I think was the last year or the year before last, man, he got sacked the most out of all quarterbacks in the league, man. A high-paid, you know, quarterback like that, man, can't be taking all those hits, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Well, they had to rebuild his offensive line, too, because, you know, that was the issue last year. He didn't really have a lot of protection, you know, so they made a couple moves on the offensive line, too, you know, through the draft and free agency. So, I mean, I expect the Packers to be there again, man, but I do think the Bears are going to challenge them. I don't think it's going to just be a cakewalk, you know, for the Packers to just breeze through the Central. But I think the Bears will challenge you guys.
Hey, as long as it ain't Minnesota, man, because you know how the Minnesota fans are, man. And plus, Minnesota's never won anything. They never won it all. You know, the Vikings, you know, I hear a lot of Vikings fans, you know, this and that. And the Vikings, they always find a way to lose. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The Packers kind
of
have their number.
Vikings up here.
Yeah, Packers kind of have that number.
We see how it goes this year, man. I just wanted to give you some love, man. And I could think of another topic, you know what I'm saying, what to discuss right now, man. But I appreciate the show, man. This is live, man.
Hey, man, no problem, dude. Hey, like I said, it doesn't have to be – like I tell everybody, it doesn't just have to be the topics I'm throwing out. If you call with anything like, hey, T, what you think about, you know, this NBA team? T, what you think about this baseball team? T, what you think about this movie? Whatever.
Right.
We can talk about it, man. Dude, I'm talking about movies and everything, dude. Like, you know, I just saw that movie Dark Phoenix. It was trash.
Dark Phoenix?
Yeah,
I
didn't like it, man. You know what I mean?
Hey, you ever see that movie, Ma? Did you see that movie, Ma?
I haven't seen it yet, man, but my mother-in-law, and I heard that she said it was good, so, you know, I got to try to get to the theater to see it. Is it good?
Yeah, she's kind of psycho. It was pretty good, man. It was I call it a psychotic thriller. You know, it's one of them type of movies, man. She played pretty good, so, yeah, she played pretty good, man. Plus, I don't go to the movies that often, but it was nice just getting out, you know, seeing a black actor, you know, and it was pretty nice, man.
Yeah, man, that's cool, man.
That's
cool,
God
man. Yeah,
you,
dude. Hey, man, you call anytime, dog. Thursdays and Saturdays at 7:30, man. I do the show. So it'll be 6:30 your time. Thursdays and Saturdays, man. So, hey, feel free to call whenever, man. If you want to talk Packers, talk, you know, any type of football, basketball, Brewers, it don't matter, man.
Anything. Patriots, anything. Sounds good.
Definitely. Oh, you already know the Patriots, definitely.
Oh, Patriots always going to be. They still got Gronk, too, right?
No, Gronk retired, man.
Oh, Gronk retired? Okay, because I've been keeping up with it that much this year, man. But we'll see how it be this year. Okay, Terrence, I'm going to let you go, man. I'm going to grab a bite to eat, man. But God bless you, man. I love your show, man.
All right, man. God bless you, too, man. Thank you, Sam. And call anytime, bro.
Okay, bro. Take care.
All right. All right, man. I'm appreciating the calls, you know, getting some, making it pretty live tonight. And this is a short show. I'm getting calls. So, hey, I appreciate it, man. Hey, if you guys want to call in, talk about what we just saw, you know, in the NBA Finals. Talk about this man right here. I mean, dude, I can't help it. I have to play it. I have to play the laugh because, hey, he's earned all the accolades he's getting. He earned the MVP in the Finals again. And he bought, man. He's the claw. He plays on both ends. Stone face. Don't show no emotion. You just get out there and ball, man. So, like I said, he's worthy of me playing his hilarious laugh over and over and over. Because right now, he's doing that to the rest of the NBA, man. Anybody that might have doubted him, you know, he forced that trade out of San Antonio, went to Toronto, you know, poor DeMar DeRozan. Doesn't have a championship. I know he killed, you know, he dying inside right now. Like, damn, they trade me for this cat, and then they win the NBA championship. And Toronto been so close all these years with DeMar DeRozan and Kyle Lowry in the backcourt. They've been so close, man, but just haven't been able to pull through. But they get the claw. And it's all good, man. They make it to the finals, and they win it. Even though the gods allowed them to win this, man, because can't nobody tell me if my boy KD play, Warriors win in six, man. Because Kawhi would have to exert a lot of energy on both ends of the floor. He would have to exert energy on the defensive end, guarding KD. And he had to exert energy on the offensive end, going at KD. He wouldn't have been going all crazy, roaming all free, and doing the stuff he was doing in the NBA Finals if a healthy KD was playing. And then, like I said, if Klay Thompson, he go up for that dunk, he don't get hurt, tears ACL, I believe we having a Game 7 tomorrow night and back in Toronto for all the marbles because Klay Thompson was on in the zone, man. The dude missed four shots and missed, what, 2 3-point shots. And you hate to see a guy that got it rolling like that get hurt, man, and go out. And that's what happened to Klay, man. He got hurt, and he was donezo. When, you know, it's just crazy, man. It was a good year in the NBA, and I'm looking forward to see what the rest of the year going to look like. You know, we got this draft coming up next Thursday. Hopefully somebody will pick up my boy Carson Edwards. Go Boilers, boiler up. Somebody pick up my boy Carson Edwards. That'd be a beautiful thing, man. It'd be beautiful. So hopefully somebody will do that, man. I don't know. But I'm going to take a break now. And I want you guys to listen to my boy Allen Iverson, one of the best little man players in NBA history. My second favorite player to Isaiah Thomas, Bad Boy Pistons. Allen Iverson used to spit bars, but, you know, David Stern wouldn't allow him to put his album out. So I'm going to let you guys hear this song called 40 Bars while I take a break. And I'll be back with some more questions and answers. I'm going to talk a little bit more about this Anthony Davis to L.A. Laker trade. Wow, it finally went down. So do this mean the Lakers going to win the NBA championship next year? They the odds in Vegas to win right now. So it's going to be interesting. We'll see. Guys, give me a call if you want to talk about any of this stuff. 1-347-843-4939. Got 20 minutes left in the show. Got a short show tonight. Call in. Let's chit-chat about it.
For the year 2G, the rap game changed. one name. Jules aim is slain, anything on this plane. Remains are found when the best kept secret get heated. You went platinum with a ghostwriter, so in the game you won, you cheated. My slang banging, you need it. Man enough to pull a gun, be man enough to squeeze it. Damn, you don't believe it. Anything to do with millions, I'ma be with it. Hats off to the hardcore niggas, fuck the rest. To my guess, y'all useless, just talking music. Never mistake me for a fake MC, you got the wrong idea. Nigga, I'm CT, get murdered in a second and first degree. Come at me with faggot tendencies, you be sleeping with a maggots beat. Ain't nothing kinda used to beef, actually. But when it's on, I raise first automatically. Won't catch me as a victim in a rap cavity.
Come on.
Dynasty Raiders hit VA in the summertime.
What?
10 Bentleys in one line. Gas in each hand, twin 4.5s in mine. Snipers hitting niggas long distance for a race. Sons and daughters, one order, you be floating in water. Bad news, home of the Dynasty Raiders. One love to the old school niggas dead in jail, they tried to raise us. Even the ones that tried to blaze us, but couldn't even graze us. So them bitch ass niggas y'all killing don't amaze us. I'm flopping, I'm spitting with a mouthful of
waves. My nigga June, representing bad news. Hey yo, my homie, set that shit.
Everybody stay fly, get money, kill and fuck bitches. I'm hitting anything in plain view for my riches. VA's finest, filling up ditches when niggas turn bitch.
Come on,
dying for zero digits. I'm a giant, y'all midgets. I know killers that kill for a fee that'll kill your ass for free. Believe me, how you wanna die fast or slowly? Fast as a roadie, slow as a roly-poly. I bought your shit, it was weak, trashed it, now you owe me. All the hardcore niggas know me. I ain't knocking, I'm just gonna bust up in a motherfucker. Taking anything that's rightfully mine. Lust AK rifles and nines. Physique crew thick designs with jewels that shine all the time. Ain't nothing sweet about this rate of mistake. I got niggas where you eat shit, sleep and beat your meat. Die reaching for heat, leave you leaking in the street. Niggas screaming he was a good boy ever since he was born. But fuck it, he gone, life must go on. Niggas don't live that long. Put holes in.
All right, my man Jules, Allen Iverson, second favorite player of all time. I just wanted to give you guys a taste of that. The Lakers, man. LeBron and Rich Paul did it. They muscled Anthony Davis' way to L.A. and surprisingly was able to keep Kyle Kuzma. That's a big bonus for the Lakers because, like I said, I would not have given up Kyle Kuzma. Hey, hopefully this means Lonzo Ball will be able to play right. Maybe he just needed to get out of the bright spot, you know, bright spotlights of L.A. He needed to be away from home, you know, kind of away from his daddy, even though I'm pretty sure his daddy going to be down there in New Orleans with him, you know. But I'm pretty sure he should give him a little bit of independence, being that the little brother Melo is going to be going overseas to ball as prepared to get, you know, enter the draft next year. So he probably going to spend more time with LaMelo Ball. But Lonzo will be away from glitz and glamour L.A. He won't have that hometown pressure. Maybe he'll be able to ball in New Orleans. Because, honestly, I like Lonzo. I loved him when he was in college at UCLA, man. He had game. But it's like he just didn't function right in L.A. with all the pressure and, like I said, his dad and dad talking all the smack about other players and how Lonzo better than them and putting all that pressure on Lonzo to perform every night at a high level. And then you got all the other players, the opposing players going at him because of what his dad said. So maybe all that's over now and he'll be able to have a fresh, clean start. Him and Brandon Ingram have a fresh, clean start and ball out in New Orleans. But, guys, I got a call with some familiar numbers. Let's see who this is. Questions and answers. Who's calling?
Hey, this is Casey.
What's going on, Casey? How you doing?
Not so much. I appreciate the show. I'm calling for two reasons tonight.
Okay.
Okay, first reason, as in the perspective of a Pacer fan, I hear some rumors out there that the Pacers might pick up Huchimaro. Have you heard anything about that?
Casey, I haven't heard anything about the Pacers being able to get Rhea Huchimara, Hachiman as I call him, because he...
Right.
He's going to go in the top 10. Let me see. I'm looking at my NBA mock draft screen right now. They have him going to Miami at 13. And NBADraft.net is pretty good as far as their predictions. They have Rhea Huchimara going to Miami at 13. They have the Pacers picking up somebody at 18 named Nikhil Alexander. I have no idea who the hell that is, but that's where they have the Pacers picking in this mock draft. I mean, I'm not saying it's accurate, 100% accurate, but I usually rely on them for my information as far as, like, the NBA draft, because they usually be kind of right.
Right.
So
well,
I don't know if he's going to come here. That would be a good pickup if he could.
Okay, so you didn't hear anything about that yet?
No.
Okay, well, no, I'm getting excited because if he does come to Indianapolis, I'm definitely getting his jersey. Now, I don't have a lot of Pacers jerseys. I think the last one that I bought was Jamal Tinsley, because he plays with Hart. And so I definitely get that young fella from Gonzaga's jersey if he comes to the Pacers. So, also my last thing, I'm hearing that Anthony Davis went to Los Angeles. Is this correct?
Yes, he did. Today.
Okay. All right. So, Los Angeles or Portland, who will win in the 7-game series in your perspective?
Oh, my God. Well, being that I'm a big Damian Lillard guy, I would root for Portland to win. And then next season they'll have Yusuf Nurkic back, which is who they were missing big time. If they would have had him in the Western Finals against Golden State, I think they would have gave him more of a challenge because he's a big body inside. Mm-hmm. He can rebound. He can score. He does all the dirty work. They missed him badly. And having him back fresh next year, that's going to help them. I think Portland's going to be a top three team in the West next year. And depending on what else L.A. put around LeBron, Kyle Kuzma, and Anthony Davis, the Lakers might be a top three team too. So it's hard for me to judge that because I know what Portland has. Right now, Portland has more weaponry than the Lakers. But at the same time, it's hard because at the same time, the Lakers have LeBron and Anthony Davis. Those could be considered two of the top five teams in the league. I mean, two of the top five players in the league. So how do you go against
right.
that? You know, no matter what they build around them. That's kind of hard to say, but I guess I would root for Portland, but I would say the Lakers would get them in the 7-game series just because of the star power of LeBron and Anthony Davis.
Okay, thanks for weighing in. I just wanted to see what you had to say about that. Enjoy the show, and thank you for taking my call.
All right, thank you, KC. Call anytime, Thursday and Saturday, 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central. Thank you.
Okay, take care.
Questions and answers. Who's calling?
Hey, what's going on? This is Gary.
What's going on, Gary?
Not much. I wanted to talk quickly about AD going to L.A. because I'm arguing with some Twitter idiots talking about that New Orleans won that trade. First of all, next year in New Orleans with Lonzo and
Ingram.
Zion, they will have a nice – in Ingram, they will have a nice team. But at the same time, you can't compare any of those players to AD. And people not understanding that the Lakers still have $30 million in salary cap room. So they're going to get somebody else. But I'm glad they kept Kuzma because Kuzma proved that he could fit with LeBron, and he proved that he can take some pressure off LeBron. Then you throw AD in the mix, and like I said, they're going to get somebody else. So to me, especially with we don't know what's going on with Golden State. We don't know if KD coming back, and if he is, he's not going to be able to play next year. Same with Clay. So to me, that moves the Lakers up to number one. And people forget that they were number four before LeBron got injured last year. So they're not done yet. They're going to get somebody else. To me, there's only one asterisk, and that's, you know, if the Clippers get Kawhi. The Clippers get Kawhi, to me, that makes the Clippers number one. But as of right now, today, June 15th, I think the Lakers are the best team in the West, and they're going to get better. Like I said, I'm arguing with these fools on Twitter. It's about winning now. Yeah, the Pelicans have a decent team, you know, going into the future, but it's about now. So right now, Lakers best team in the West. Both teams got what they wanted in the trade. We all knew. See, to me, Lonzo is a bust. I'm just going to say it. I can argue, you know, with people about that, but he's a bust to me. I actually like Brandon Ingram. I think he's undersized, but he still has health problems. So you take that into consideration. That was an easy choice to move them in the package deal to get AD. It's a no-brainer. AD's a top five player, man. Top
five.
And that was LeBron first. I think KD two. I think Greek Freak three. Let's see, Harden four.
Who did you put at number two?
Kawhi. KD. We want to help you. Okay. I think it's LeBron, KD, 1-2.
Yeah.
You know,
I
three, Greek Freak. I think four, Harden, and then rounding out, probably Kawhi. But you can put Kawhi. Like 1 through 5, I mean, I'm fine with LeBron being number one. But 2 through 5, you can mix and match how you want to do it. But I do think both teams got what they wanted.
I agree. Well, let me ask you this right quick, Gary. What do you think about who they're going to build around AD, Kyle Kuzma, and LeBron? In my opinion, I believe they should re-sign JaVale McGee because he did a hell of a job for them this year.
Absolutely.
Put him
at
the center.
Absolutely.
And I think they should re-sign Rondo.
Absolutely.
So could you imagine this lineup? Rondo, LeBron, Kuzma, and AD, and JaVale McGee. I think that'd be a good lineup.
The only other thing I'll add with that is a shooter. And I think they're going to go after that, a shooter next.
JJ Redick. JJ Redick probably going to be out there because JJ Redick, I don't think he's going to re-sign with Philadelphia.
Yeah, that would definitely be a good pickup for him. But, yeah, they need a shooter and a little bit more scoring. But like you said, Rondo, because Rondo played excellent with AD in the playoffs 2 years ago.
He played good with the Lakers until he got hurt.
Yeah,
I would bring back Rondo.
The Lakers were number four. That's what I was telling people, man, these idiots on Twitter. The Lakers were number four before LeBron went. It's like he goes down and they don't make the playoffs, and all of a sudden you forget, like, who the GOAT right now is. I don't understand that. But like I said, I'm interested to find out the rest of these free agency moves. I'm interested to see where Kawhi goes. Because, like I said, if you go to the Clippers, man, I think they're going to be number one. Lakers going to be number two. And what's sweet about that is they're in the same conference.
Same division.
That's going to be real cool to watch. Because you got to think about it. Kawhi, Toronto, their bench kind of is compatible with the Clippers, I think.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about Lou Williams, he's
Lou Williams give you a 25
players off
bench.
The bench.
Yep.
Yeah, he's like two good players coming off the bench in one person. So I think it makes sense for Kawhi to go there.
Let me ask you something else, too. I know you said Lonzo a bust, and I like Lonzo. I like him with his UCLA. I think this move is going to be beneficial for him, man, because, for one, he won't have that pressure of being the hometown kid.
Absolutely.
He gonna be away from, he'll be away from his daddy. Away from the glitz and glamour of LA.
Period.
Exactly.
Right.
I think he's gonna go down there and good. I mean, I remember you telling
young
me
players. Absolutely.
Yeah, I remember you telling me how the Bulls wanted him. So, you know, they got him on for a reason. I believe these other teams see that he's actually good. He just need to be in a different environment. So I think he's gonna produce in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Him and Zion?
I think they're gonna be good in the years to come. Just not right now. Like, right now, it's all about trying to win the chip, man. This just goes to the idiots I was arguing to on Twitter, saying that they won the trade battle. Like I said, they're going to be good. So both teams got what they want. So, yeah, I think it's good for Lonzo to get out of L.A. in that pressure. So, yeah, he gets to play with some young guys. I think Zion's going to definitely make an impact.
So do you still
impact.
Think he'll be a bust in New Orleans?
See, that depends on how you're measuring them. Like, the guy can't shoot. He can – I mean, any starting point guard or starting caliber point guard in the league should be able to pass and get assists. He can't shoot. He just has to develop his game more. I mean,
I got a question with you. His former teammate Rondo can't shoot.
Yeah, but Rondo plays great defense. I think he's a better
Rondo
passer.
Rondo plays good defense. They kind of the same, man.
I don't know about that.
Lonzo play good defense,
too. Can't really compare him because one guy's kind of clutch and has been there, done that. Another guy's still kind of trying to find his way. I don't know, man, because another guy, he reminds me a little bit of how Jason Kidd was at first because he couldn't
shoot.
He was always a good passer, but I think he developed his game more.
Developed his jump shot.
He played on the ball defense, got a lot of steals. He's a Hall of Fame point guard, but yeah. With Lonzo, I just don't see it. I think kind of like you said, the pressure. And I think he was a tad bit overrated, man.
Yeah,
just a tad bit. I don't see it. His younger brother, yeah. But yeah, love the show, man, and I'll listen more.
All right, man.
Call in again soon.
Okay, thanks, Gary. Hey, man. Thursdays and Saturdays, man. All right.
All right.
Questions and answers. Who's calling?
My name is Herman from Seattle.
What's going on, Herm?
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good, man. I got like 4 minutes left.
I'm sorry.
This is the last call, buddy. No, it's cool. It's
okay,
cool.
Well,
this
listen.
The last call.
Here, let me drop a dime on you, man. Let me say a little something, man. I want to know. I know you've probably been talking about this the whole show long, man, but I didn't get to hear it myself. But I've seen a lot of comparisons from this trade for the Lakers to Herschel Walker, and I'd like to hear a little bit more about how exactly that trade is so similar. I mean, since it's not an apples to apples comparison as far as football to basketball.
I don't think it was that bad, man. I think Lonzo Ball and Brandon Ingram are going to actually help New Orleans. It's not a better trade. I mean, of course, Anthony Davis, you know, a top five player. The trade is going to be better for the Lakers. But in the same token, I believe
maybe.
Lonzo Ball going there is going to be a fresh start. He won't have the pressure of being an L.A. kid. He won't have his daddy all in his face. He'll be able to go down there and ball, and he's going to have a little young beast in Zion Williamson. He can throw the ball to and throw lobs to and stuff. And then Brandon Ingram, if he can come back right from his injury, you know, compare him to Kevin Durant, I don't know why, but he can shoot a little bit. He can drive the ball a little bit. He go to the basket. So I think they build him more for the future. The Pelicans will be good years to come, not now.
Mm-hmm.
So the Lakers got the better deal, of course. So I don't know how they're comparing that to Herschel Walker, man.
But here's another question for you. What's the ceiling for this Pelicans team next season?
Oh, next season, man, they'll be fighting for – depending on who else they put around them. Because what? They got Jrue Holiday at the point guard. So what that mean? Are they going to move him to the two and move Lonzo to the one? Because I'm pretty sure Lonzo's going to start. But then they saying – I've been hearing that a lot of players from Pelican want to be traded. So they might trade Jrue Holiday. So we don't know what they're going to build around Zion, Lonzo Ball, and Brandon Ingram. So I'm going to say that they're going to be at the bottom of the West next year. That's where I would put them.
Okay.
I don't think that, you know, we don't know what they're going to build around them.
Mm-hmm.
And you know
Absolutely.
How competitive the West is. If they was in the East, then hell, they have a chance to make a playoff spot. You know what I mean?
Yes, yeah. But, okay, that's kind of it, man. Like I said, forgive me for tuning in so late, but just wanted to get that question in because, you know.
Don't worry about it, man. I'm just happy you called, bud. Hey, I'm just happy you called, man. It's always good to hear from you. But, yeah, you know, like I told you, man, I'm doing a shorter one today, man, because something came up. So I'm only doing like an hour. I normally do an hour and a half.
Okay. All right. Like I said, I'll call in early the next time.
All right, man. Hey, Thursdays and Saturdays, man. Thursdays and Saturdays.
Yes, sir.
4:30 your time.
You got it. All right, man.
All right. Thanks, Herm. Appreciate it, buddy. All right.
Yep.
Yeah, that's my man, Herman, man. Boy, always good to hear from my man, Herm, fellow Patriot, you know. I love to have a show one day where I could just talk. Well, I can't wait the football season start. It's going to be on. You know, hopefully he won't be the only other Patriot fan other than me that, you know, that call in and, you know, I could talk with. You know, it's going to be fun, though. You know, I'm just itching for football season to start. You know, I'd rather talk football more than anything. But, hey, it was a great show, man. The most calls I've had. I think I had like 6 calls today, man. Keep that up. Hey, and tell your friends, man. Hey, get questions and answers out there. Get it out there nationally, man. When people call in, talk some sports, have some fun. You know what I'm saying? Thursdays, Saturdays, 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central, 4:30 Pacific. Tell your peeps, man. Tell your buds. You got females into sports. I had KC call in today. You know females that like sports. Hey, have them call in. Let's chat it up. So I want to thank you all for calling. Questions and answers, baby. And I'll talk to you guys on Thursday. Thank you.